Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
We just heard Doug Brown say that the Patriots on their opening night are going to honor Tom Brady. And as Bubba just said in our ear, and it might be true, going to be awkward when he comes back playing for the Dolphins.
Ain't it though? Ain't it though?
You know they're going to string that out too. You know it's going to be, we're going to honor him opening night, and then maybe another night next year we'll retire the number. They'll go through it. Then he'll get into the Patriots Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right.
How many games does Tua have to miss in order for Tom Brady to be playing for the Dolphins either this year or next year?
I would say four.
He's got to miss four games?
Yeah, this year. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think Brady will be playing there this year, but I could see him coming back a year from now.
A
year off.
Yeah.
Realizing after he leaves, there ain't much more out there that, other than the $375 million.
You can never get the rush that you have playing football in any other aspect of your life.
Yeah.
You can never get that back.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, in for Greeny today, presented by Progressive Insurance. Last night, the Lakers fall to the Warriors, as you would expect. That game was in San Francisco. The Warriors needed it to stay alive, down 3-1, and now they are down 3-2. But there is something quite notable that we have seen over the last few games that I would classify as a major concern when it comes to Golden State, and that is Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson was not very good last night, only 10 points. He hasn't been very good the last couple of games. And as we talked about with Wendy earlier this week, Canty, the consistency is the biggest factor in determining Klay now, or in evaluating Klay now versus Klay pre-injuries of a few years ago. This was a definitive number two player to Steph's number one. I don't know that we can fully say that anymore, because Klay can be really inconsistent, and if that's the case, is Klay somewhere in between a number two and a really, really good role player? Kind of feels like that's the case. I don't know if they can win this series. In fact, I know they can't win this series if they don't have Game 6 Klay coming up and show himself this week, tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, Klay Thompson has got to be more of a factor on the offensive end. He's shooting 38%. On a series. Now, 43% from three, which is counterintuitive, but I digress. Like, some of the shot selection that we saw at the end of game four is emblematic of the struggles that we've seen from Klay Thompson throughout this series. But the thing that I focus on with Klay is being more of a factor defensively. Like, that was one of the things that he was known for when the Golden State Warriors were at the top of the league in terms of defense and efficiency defensively. Klay Thompson was one of the best. He was the quintessential 3-and-D guy.
Yep.
Like, I mean, that's who he was. And so the fact that you're not getting that version of him, I think it's hurting the Golden State Warriors and putting a lot more strain on Steph Curry defensively as rest of the other guys. So Klay Thompson is going to have to step up. One of the things that I thought was a positive for the Warriors was Jordan Poole coming off the bench. I thought he played with a lot more energy last night. He was able to break down the defense off the dribble. He was able to pass the ball to other guys, set them up to score, get his own shot. I thought Jordan Poole got closer to being the kind of player that the Golden State Warriors are going to need him to be in order for them to beat the Lakers and to compete for another championship.
As far as Klay's concerned, do you believe that Game 6 Klay can still exist? I think it's possible. I want to hear from Vince Carter on this, as he made this comment on ESPN NBA analyst Vince Carter.
I'm definitely expecting Klay to come out, and when there's doubt, And we forget about Clay or say, oh, you know, he hasn't played well. Can he? That's when he does. And that's when Clay rises to the occasion. And he also understands how important this game is. You know, just think, this is a team that has so much experience. They're thinking, all we got to do is go in there and get one to get back to our building for game seven. Well, how can you do that? Obviously, Clay shooting the ball, shooting lights out. Steph shooting the ball, lights out. The Golden State Warriors get stops and get out in transition. Good things happen for everyone because they're shooting the three all over the floor, opens up driving lane.
Chris, it's got to be high 20s for Klay Thompson in game six for the Warriors to force a game seven. Has to be. I don't think you can look elsewhere and say that you have somebody else that could really put up those kind of numbers besides Steph. And in the 20, you need a secondary 20-plus point scorer, and I don't know who I'm – Draymond did it last night. I'm not relying on that to be consistent.
No, because that's not who Dre is.
No, it's not.
Now, Andrew Wiggins has the potential to be that guy.
Yeah.
And you saw that too. So, I mean, can he be more reliable? And I think as he gets more aggressive, and Draymond shows a willingness to take and make some of those shots that we saw last night, that could free Clay up to do what he does best, which is space the floor and knock down perimeter jump shots. So, again, I think it all has to work in concert. It's not just Klay Thompson has to change and nobody else. I think they've all got to be tied together offensively, and that's not something that we've seen throughout the entirety of this series.
All right, but based on the last three games, will we see a Game 6 Klay performance? Can we see a Game 6 Klay performance?
I think a lot of that depends on whether or not Anthony Davis is on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
If Anthony Davis is on the floor, then I would say doubtful. If Anthony Davis is not out there, then I would say it's likely. That's how big of a swing we're going to see in terms of what Golden State is offensively. If AD is not out there being that intimidating presence in the middle of that Lakers defense, if he can't be the guy that Golden State has to scheme their offense around, if they can just have carte blanche and do whatever they want, then it's going to be a problem for the Lakers. And I think that lends itself to Klay Thompson being more impactful on the offensive end.
Just to illustrate your point in a numerical sense, the Lakers, in 403 minutes, with Davis on the floor here in the postseason, are plus 59.
Mm.
With him off the court, they are a minus 18. That tells you everything you need to know and what his defensive presence has meant inside.
But yesterday you saw the wrinkle in terms of what Golden State is going to do when AD is out on the court. They're going to push the ball. And I'm not just talking about on defensive stops off of missed shots and steals. They even did it off of made baskets. Draymond Green, I mean, pushing the pace. Steph Curry going coast to coast. Like, they are pushing the pace because they don't want to allow the Lakers to set their half-court defense because they know it's hell trying to deal with AD in the half-court defensive sets. So they've got to push the pace. And we've seen in this series, when they do push the pace, good things happen. Last night, they played with the second fastest pace of any game that we've seen in this series. The fastest game that we've seen? Oh, yeah, it happened to be that game two blowout win that Golden State had in early on. So it's one of those situations for Golden State where it's obvious what the answers are. It's just the execution of it is really hard because the Lakers are so good.
Kantia Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. I'm going to operate under the assumption that we are going to see Anthony Davis in Game 6.
Yes.
And with that being the case, I don't give the Golden State Warriors any chance of coming back and winning this
series. I agree.
None. And it's not
because they will look at that being the Lakers, they will look at Game 6 as Game 7 because they don't want to go back to the Bay.
Very much. And frankly, Chris, they will look at it as Game 7 primarily because they treated Game 4 like they did. We knew that they needed to go up 3-1. And that's why they emptied the bucket, as Wendy said on the show the other day, because they desperately needed to have the opportunity to step on the neck of the Golden State Warriors, and now they have it.
Yeah, here's the thing. As an athlete, a part of the psychology of it, once you do that, is that you're going to take a deep breath. And I think the deep breath game for the Lakers was Game 5. I'm not going to say that they let go of the rope and that they didn't try to go out there and compete, because I do believe they competed. You saw how they fought back in that first quarter and made it a one-point game going into the second. Like, it's not like they were just rolling over and letting the Warriors do whatever they want.
No.
But the Warriors were clearly the more desperate team, playing with a greater sense of urgency, and they were able to pull away in the second half. I don't anticipate that they're going to be the team that plays with a higher degree or a higher sense of urgency in game six, just because the Lakers know how important it is to try to close out at home.
Here's Steve Kerr, who unsurprisingly has a lot of faith.
There's always that belief based on the success these guys have had and the confidence they've built up together, the continuity. You know, I think our guys were disappointed. We couldn't wrap up game four after playing pretty well for most of the game. But now we get another crack to go down there and, you know, try to even up the series. So the guys will always have belief. That's who they are.
There are two stats to be aware of. Number one, the Golden State Warriors under Steve Kerr are 8-2 in elimination games.
Yep.
Number two, the Lakers have not lost a postseason game at home this year. I put more stock in the Lakers stat than I do in the Kerr stat in this spot.
Same.
Because it's amazing that it's all come down to this, because you still have LeBron on the court. It all comes down to AD. I actually believe the Lakers can win without AD in one game. You don't. But I think it's possible if they got an all-time performance from LeBron, but certainly not without that.
Let me ask you this question. Is what we saw in the second half of the regular season and what we've seen these playoffs the official passing of the torch from LeBron to AD?
Oh, absolutely.
Is it now... Here's the thing. We all know that LeBron James is the leader. We get that. But is this AD's team now? Like, as the Lakers, as AD goes, is how the Lakers go? Are we ready to take it there?
It's two different things.
No, I know, but are we ready to take it there now? Because it feels like it is.
It feels like
he's the most important Laker right now.
The most important Laker is Anthony Davis right now.
Yeah.
I would not, it's odd. Like, I can't frame it like it's AD's team. He is the most important Laker because LeBron has reached the point where he has to deem him the most important Laker. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
In other words, LeBron is still the guy that this is my team. In other words, they're all going to follow LeBron, but LeBron is going to point at AD and say he's the man.
I don't like to get into sports hypotheticals, but we're talking about the prospects of AD not being in for game six.
Yeah.
Just, you know, spitballing here. If AD was in the game and LeBron is not able to play, how do you feel about the Lakers' chances of winning? Are they better than if LeBron is on the court and AD's not available? Because I would say they are.
That's interesting.
If you got to try to win a game without one of the two superstars, which is the guy that gives you a better chance if the other one is unavailable?
Here's what's interesting. As much as I just said all that, I actually do think that they can win that game without AD if LeBron has an all-time performance.
Mm.
I don't know that AD would be enough without LeBron.
Interesting.
Even if he put up a massive 38-18 game, for that to be the case.
I still think they have enough. Like, I think they have enough scoring that they would be able to survive without LeBron. I just don't think defensively they could be good enough if AD is not on the court.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's hit some calls on that topic. Could the Lakers win without LeBron? Could the Lakers win without AD in game six, more appropriately? I actually believe they could. 888-SAY-ESPN, and which of the teams at a situation now, down 3-2 of the four teams left, which of those teams could come back and win their series? We want to hear from you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/Greeny, G-R-E-E-N-Y.
Greeny, the podcast, the NBA playoffs.
Now the pass goes inside to the dotted line. Wiggins turns, jump hook, yes, and one.
The best game Wiggs has played since he's been back. The way he attacked, the way he got to the rim, that adds another dimension to our attack.
Continuing coverage of the NBA playoffs. On Greeny with Mike Greenberg.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN. Special guest has stopped by. Let's squeeze in a call before we get him on this topic. Bobby in Jersey up first as we were discussing LeBron and AD. Bobby, what's up, bud?
Good to be with y'all guys, man, especially Canty, man. Longtime Cowboy fan. I'm a longtime Laker fan. I see that. LeBron needs AD more than AD needs LeBron at this point. We're talking about Curry with four rings, LeBron with four rings, and I know that's in the back of LeBron's head because a lot of people talking about comparison, even though they're two different players. But when it comes to rings, that's what they talk about.
Well, we were talking about during the break. It wasn't even necessarily if one guy needs the other guy more, but which guy could help them survive a game. If you had to play without LeBron or AD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Jay Will is here, of course, of Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max every morning.
Sharply dressed, by the way, Carlin.
Or some refer to it as Jay Will, Keyshawn, and Max, but that's fine. Whatever you want to become. Basketball season, that's fine.
You do. I mean, you constantly make me feel like a schlub. It might be because I am a schlub, but you make me feel like it.
Oh, typically, I'm just like you guys. I'm just on First Take today, so you know.
Yeah, but even when you're casual cool. You know that.
Okay. Very much so.
You know that.
Very much so.
Let's talk about this for a second, though. If you're the Lakers and you're in a position where you don't have AD in game six, would you rather be in the position of, I can go win a game without AD?
Am I getting him back for game seven, or is that unsure?
That's unsure, but I would say likely.
Okay.
Can the Lakers win without AD in game six, and who would they be positioned better to win without if they had to play without LeBron? Or they had to play without AD to win one game?
I think it would be highly unlikely that they would win either way, but I would probably skew the odds more towards LeBron. Now, I say Bron because I know that AD has been the best defensive player in the playoffs. Like, he's either blocking shots or he's altering shots before they're even taken, right?
Yep.
And I know, we all know what he can do offensively when he is aggressive and he has that mindset. If you notice last night, though, Steve Kerr is a genius, so they increased the speed and the tempo of the game. The Lakers are one of the best half-court defensive teams. They're one of the worst teams in the league at transition defense, mostly because AD jogs down the court.
Yeah.
So if you notice, AD's conditioning is not at the point where you can utilize him every possession. He's being asked to do so much on all these pick and rolls, get out there, hedge on Steph Curry, get back, turn around, chase down the shooter, that it takes away his legs. So I would say LeBron's body is probably even at 38, better built in condition to sustain the level of greatness. Now, I'm not saying he'll be able to do it for two games. Yeah. But if you're asking me for one game, he's at 40-plus a couple of times this year now. I think there is something in him that if he knew, if he played inside out, it means like bully ball first, then go outside, find his lather. I think LeBron probably gives you a better odds or better chance to win game by himself than AD.
Jay, I know we're going to get back to the playoff series in a minute, but I did want to ask you about the All-NBA teams that came out yesterday. Did you see any glaring omissions, anything that you thought was noteworthy? What'd you make of it?
John Morant. And John Morant's going to lose $39 million because of it.
Did he do? I mean, basically, it looks like, Jay, he did it to himself.
Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. I said to me he probably would have been first or second team if he didn't have off-the-court issues.
Yeah, okay.
But these are things that happen. But at the same time, like, we're talking about generational wealth. We're talking about reputation, and these are all the things that make you think about. Like, think about Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown makes second team. That enables him for a five-year, $295 million supermax. Now, he's eligible for it.
That's damn near $60 million a year.
He's eligible for it, but that doesn't mean that the Boston Celtics, if they lose tonight, that they're actually going to give that to him.
Okay.
Just know that. Like, that may be one of those things where he may sign a deal that he may not be as happy with and then ask for a trade later.
You got to jump back on the first take, but just quickly – let me ask you this. What would you think of a fan that went to sleep at halftime down 11 of his team?
It's not a real fan. I knew you were going to talk about Canty.
How about
that? I knew you were going to talk. Canty, I'm sorry. That's not respectable, though.
We knew they weren't going to win game five.
No.
We knew they weren't going to win game five.
Please don't say that.
We knew. Jay, when Steph Curry buried that three at halftime, did you think the Lakers had a snowball's chance in hell of winning that game?
Yes.
You can't say it with a straight face.
I got it.
You can't say it with a straight face. You couldn't say it.
Jay Will hanging with us for a couple of minutes.
Oh, man. Appreciate
awesome
you, bro.
Stuff.
Oh,
love
my God.
Jay Will. Of Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. Let's hit some calls, shall we?
Let's go
to Jeremy in New York up next on ESPN Radio. Jeremy, what do you got, buddy boy?
Yeah, hello. Honestly, I believe that LeBron could win that game six without AD just because it's LeBron. LeBron has done more with less, so he influences his game a lot. So, yeah.
The reason I believe this
he's done more with less, but not this version of LeBron.
No.
This is not LeBron from 5 years ago.
No, it's not.
This is not Cavs LeBron. This is not Heat LeBron.
But I'm not asking.
This ain't even bubble LeBron.
You don't think he can summon it for one game? I think he can summon it for one game.
I'm not saying that he can't summon it for one game, but I don't think LeBron James can score enough points to keep up with the pace that the Warriors would play on offense without AD. That is the whole point. Like, defensively, they got to find a way to be able to get stops. It's exponentially harder without AD in order to do that because of the gravity that he plays with. There are times where Steph Curry and Andrew Wiggins, all those guys, they get right in the restricted area and they won't put up a shot. You know why? Because AD's right there.
Yep.
And they know it's going to get blocked. With no AD, they're taking it straight to the rack. LeBron being out there ain't going to change that. And so I don't know that LeBron and the supporting cast can score enough points to keep up with the Warriors if they're being able to get into the painted area unencumbered, and that's leading to drives and kickouts for wide-open three-pointers.
Look,
that's why I say AD has to be on the court.
I understand that. I think that the inconsistency of Klay, coupled with what LeBron is capable of doing for one game on both ends of the floor, I'm not saying likely, I'm saying possible.
Mm-hmm.
I would put it at 20%.
Okay.
Possible they could win that game. Ace in Jersey is next on ESPN Radio. Ace, what do you think?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Diehard Laker fan, so I was very proud of how they did last night, of the effort that they put out. So I wanted to.
What time did you go to bed last night?
Wow.
Did
you stay up?
I'm beat. Yes, I did. I couldn't help myself. I'm beat right now. But, I mean, we have to remember how the Lakers got in this position in the first place, right? That stress that LeBron was hurt, AD and the rest of the new guys added after the trade deadline fought to make sure that we got into the postseason. So that bodes well to the AD side of this argument. Now, LeBron, you know, has shown that he's not the same LeBron, and I don't know if we can get that all-time performance out of him. In that game where we closed out Memphis, we saw that AD and LeBron, but AD was willing to stay on the floor the entire time because of the way that he was impacting on the defensive end. So he's going to need to do that. The TNT crew, Barkley, and they say it all the time, this version of the NBA, everyone wants to switch. if you can fight to stay on your guy, then that mismatch that Kerr is exploiting right now, those mismatches, you take that away. So give me one game where guys man up, you don't switch, you leave AD out on the floor as much as possible, and I do believe that that can be the difference because the young guys can't get back. You know, LeBron has lost a step.
But to your point,
but here's the thing. If you fight to stay on your guys, there's that half second, a daylight, where the Warriors are going to bury you with making open shots.
And also, don't think for a second – let's just argue about what happened at the end of the game the other day.
Mm-hmm.
If AD ends up matched up against Curry again, Curry's going to blow by him. He's not going to settle again off of two shots like that. And granted, they needed the three, but still. Curry's going to blow by AD.
He's going to blow by him and what? Settle for a mid-range jump shot? Because he can blow by him, and AD can still get a chase down block at the rim. So that's the thing. It's just like you might get past him, but you're never away from the outstretched arms of AD, which is why he's the best. LeBron touted him the best defensive player in the league.
The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight. Sixers hosting the Celtics, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins 7 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN Radio stations and SiriusXM Channel 80. More of your opportunity to get in at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I also want to know if Chris Canty's behavior is at all acceptable for what he did last night as a fan, bailing at halftime. You're in a rearview mirror. I got to go count some sheep. That's what he did.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Greeny, the podcast.
Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We're coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who would you rather play without if you had to between AD and LeBron? Because we don't know about what AD's status for Game 6 is going to be yet. I'll be surprised if he does not play.
Same here. Same here.
I would be surprised.
Agreed.
And again, it's a head injury. Nobody has said anything beyond that as to what it is. So we have to wait to get some clarification there, too. But certainly the indications were last night. I mean, you listen to Darvin Ham after the game. I'll just play this again. It does not sound like a coach who's terribly concerned at the moment.
Hey, Darvin, what do you know about Anthony Davis at this point?
Yeah, obviously everyone saw he took a shot to the head, but he got just checked in on him. He's doing, seems to be doing really good already. So that's just where he's at. That's the status of it right now.
Do you know any next steps in terms of him talking to doctors?
We just got done with the game, Mike.
I mean, clearly we don't know a whole lot when it comes to these kind of injuries, so who knows? But
well, I'll say this. As a former NFL player, if you have a head injury, you're going to be diagnosed immediately for a concussion. And if they say that you do have a concussion, you're then put in concussion protocol. That's how it works. And the team makes that announcement immediately. The player doesn't return to sport, and you have to go through the steps in order to get cleared, and that takes some time. But the formal announcement by the team happens immediately.
Mm-hmm.
We're, what, 12 hours removed from the end of that game last night? Still no official word from the Lakers. Now, I don't know how NBA concussion protocol works. I don't know the procedure when it comes to diagnosing concussions at the games. But just based on how the NFL does things, the teams make those announcements relatively soon after that happens. So the fact that we haven't heard an announcement by the Lakers leads me as a fan to be optimistic that he's going to be available in Game 6.
Ben in Brooklyn up next on ESPN Radio. Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Hey, guys, appreciate you taking my call. Big fan of the show. Look, I really do think this is the chance for LeBron to turn back the clock, if you will. I know you guys were talking about that early on, but if AD is going to be passive the way he was, you know, pre-head injury, you know, getting hit in the head last night, I think this is the chance for LeBron to kind of have like a real late career legacy game.
Boy, I don't know if LeBron even needs more legacy games. I don't think he does, but I'm with you in the idea that LeBron will approach this game and say, what do I need to do to win this game? And he will be able to summon whatever that is for one game. I don't think if you had to go Game 6 and Game 7 without him, that you could ask him to win. If they had to win both games, that he could do that. But you only got to win one right now. And the one in front of you, if you can empty the bucket and go get it, 40, it doesn't even have to be triple-double. Put up 40, give me a chance there, and then put other guys in good situations to succeed. I would be hard-pressed to say he can't do that for one game.
Yeah, but it I would say this, that would be another one of those things that he would add on his resume.
Oh, yeah.
If this season resulted in a championship, people would look back at Game 6 without Anthony Davis as an inflection point in the Lakers' season and their postseason run, and they would attribute that to LeBron. Like, it'd be another thing to bolster his greatness.
Rakim, up next, ESPN Radio. Rakim, what's going on, bud?
Going on.
How you doing?
How you guys doing?
Good.
Everyone's great. Let's move it on.
What was that?
Everybody's great. What's your point? What did you want to say?
So, yeah, I think the Lakers could win without one of them in Game 6, either AD or LeBron. They're not going to be able to win the next round without both of them.
Well, of course not. And thanks for the call. It's about one game.
Yeah, it's a hypothetical we'll probably have to never deal with because I think AD will end up playing in this game. But because his status is up in the air, we just thought about the question. Like, which one could the Lakers survive not having for one game against the Warriors? And to me, it feels like they could survive not having LeBron a lot easier than not having AD just because of how he impacts the game on both ends of the court.
That was pulling some teeth. Let's cleanse the palate here. David is up next on ESPN Radio. David in Virginia Beach, what do you got, buddy?
Man, it's an honor and a privilege to be on the same phone with you guys, man. I hope y'all get this word to the coach. LeBron is the man. If they play him down low 90% of the time, he'll win the game. Go inside to him. Let him feed everybody. Keep the ball out of his hand. Let the small guards handle the ball. LeBron can't be stopped down there. He's tough. I can win without AD. He's soft as cotton, man. I wish he had my head, which is hard as a brick. But you need to feed LeBron 90%. And when the ball is shot on offense, when he's on defense, stop standing watching the ball go to the – put your body on somebody, man. I wish I could coach them guys, man. I tell you, boy, they could have easily won that game last night.
They'd be ready to run through a wall for you right now.
I'm
appreciate it, brother.
The one thing I will say to his point,
yeah,
LeBron James in the post is damn near unstoppable. They don't have a matchup for that.
No.
So if AD has to spend time, whether he's on the bench or if he's out for Game 6, feature LeBron James in the post. You got enough ball handlers. I mean, you got D'Angelo Russell. You got Dennis Schroeder. You got guys that can handle the basketball and set the offense up in the half court. Let LeBron post some of those smaller guys up. Let him take advantage of his physicality. To me, that makes a lot of sense. If for no other reason, put other guys from Golden State, guys that they're going to need in foul trouble.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, in for Greeny. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Canty, the All-NBA teams announced yesterday, and we spent time yesterday discussing the most important player the player that it was most important for to be on the All-NBA team, and that is Jaylen Brown. And he was second-team All-NBA, which means that he can get the Supermax extension. He's eligible for that this coming offseason from the Boston Celtics. Canty, I think that the Celtics will offer it.
They have to. First of all, let's start out with that because Jay Will floated the possibility when he was on with us that they might not offer that to him unless they come to some understanding about Jaylen wanting to be there long term. If they don't offer him the Supermax, Jaylen Brown will be playing in another uniform next season.
And even if they do.
Next season.
No matter, yes, a year from
next,
now.
No, I know
you're saying that.
No, if they don't offer him a Supermax this summer.
He'll be gone.
He'll be playing for another team by the time the NBA regular season rolls back around.
But Canty, at this point, like, if you're Jaylen Brown, what are you going to say? No, I'm not committed to you long term. Well, of course you say that.
Carlin, it's 5 years, $295 million.
He's going to say yes, and then a year from now, fellas, I changed my mind. Get me the hell out of here.
Yeah, you could always easily do that. I mean, there's no choice. But if you're the Celtics, you have no choice.
Yeah, the Celtics really have no choice.
They have no choice.
I am fascinated.
$59 million a year. 59. God bless America. $59 million a year on the Supermax. Oh. Yesterday was a great day in the Brown household.
You know, I was going to come great on the day. Air today and say today was a brutal day in the John Morant household. I can't even do that in good conscience.
John Morant did even though he himself. I don't feel bad for John Morant. And can we stop with this whole, oh, the voters have too much power, the media has too much power with this deal because it impacts how much these guys can make, whether they get on the All-NBA team or not. Carlin, we see this across all sports, like sports that are incentivized. If you make an all-star team in baseball or if you make all-pro in the NFL, those are voted on by the writers. If you get an MVP, those are voted on by writers, people that cover the sport. And players have incentives tied to those contracts. If you want to blame somebody for the media and the voters having that kind of power, blame the players. They're the ones that signed the CBA.
You bargained it.
With the mechanics for the All-NBA teams, the qualifications, and how that could potentially lead to the Supermax contracts. That's what they decided was in their best interest.
So now,
stop that nonsense.
We're looking
man.
At tonight. And for the Celtics to save their season, Brown and Tatum have to combine for what?
Well, let's be clear. It's not just about the Celtics saving their season. It's about them saving the prospects of Tatum and Brown playing together for the foreseeable future.
You think tonight will directly affect that?
I think if they get bounced in this round of the playoffs to the Sixers, that there's going to be some soul searching in Boston, and I don't know that that necessarily leads to Brown deciding he's going to stick around long term. Now, I think that the Celtics will offer him the Supermax and he'll sign it, which means that he won't be able to be traded until summer of 24. Mm-hmm. But if things end poorly tonight in Philly, I could see that in conjunction with everything that we heard from Jaylen Brown in the New York Times article and The Athletic, everything we've heard from him and his camp, that Jaylen Brown ain't going to be long for Boston. That would mark the beginning of the end of Jaylen Brown's time with the Celtics.
I think we've already gotten there.
Wow.
As far as winning the
game.
Wow. It means less and less these days, the long-term contracts in the NBA. This started years ago where guys will just get, and I don't blame them, go get the money, and then I'll worry about it a year from now. That's fine.
No, it's what Kevin Durant did.
What Carmelo Anthony did
I guess my whole point is this. The closer you get to a championship, the harder it is for Jaylen Brown to walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where we're at now. We live in a sports culture where it's all about the rings. So the closer you are to a championship, granted, this team was in the finals last year. If they get back to the conference finals or get to the NBA finals again, it makes it hard to walk away from this
team. Okay, so for tonight, though.
For tonight.
Think about this for a moment. There is not a duo all time with a better win percentage when they both score 30 than Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. They are 23-1 when they both score 30 in a game. What is the number combined tonight that they have to hit to win this game?
I'm going to say 65.
Yeah, that's about where I put it,
too. If they can score 65 points and the Celtics have north of 15 made threes, if they can do that and keep the turnovers in the single digits, the Celtics win this game. Now, that's a tall task, but that's what it's going to take. Because I know the version of the Sixers that they're going to see. The Sixers are going to come out there on their home court with their hair on fire. I know what that's going to look like. Mm-hmm. I know what that's going to be. So Boston has to be ready to match that type of intensity, and the guys that have to set the tone for that are Brown and Tatum.
Okay. One other question.
Yeah.
What time are you going to bed tonight?
Stop it. I thought you were about to ask. You're not even going to ask me about the Suns?
I'm more interested in what time you're going to bed. You know why? Because the Suns aren't going to win tonight.
Ooh.
That's right.
That's a spicy meatball.
I said it over.
That's a spicy meatball.
Listen, I get it. You have the two players that you do. I can never write you off. I've seen enough from the Nuggets. I think they're going to wrap this sucker up.
I do,
and
too.
I know it's been all home so far, but I think they're going to wrap it up.
I do, too. Keep in mind, you're talking about AD and Booker logging heavy minutes throughout the playoffs and playing at altitude. That's a change, big fella. We know how that's going to play a factor. I'm with you. Denver is by far the deeper team, so I'm with you. Do you qualify this season as a failure because they don't get to a conference finals after that trade for KD?
No, because I do think that there is a bright future with the two of them if they can get a couple of pieces around them.
Okay.
I'm not calling it a failure yet. No, absolutely not.
I think it's a failure.
By the way, Game 6, Celtics Sixers, 7:30 tonight Eastern on ESPN and ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.